I'm always more than a little amazed at how those words paired with that melody just seems to fill our hearts and lift our spirits and grant us a measure of the peace that we're singing about. So I was a little surprised to learn recently that this beloved carol was actually born not out of a sense of calm and peace, but rather of urgency and interruption. On the morning of December 24th in 1918, you see, Father Joseph Moore, a Roman Catholic priest serving St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Austria, discovered that the church organ was broken. St. Nicholas Church, like our own Mount Olivet, loved to sing and was led almost always in their singing by the organ. But it was broken, and it was Christmas Eve, and so Father Moore knew that nobody would be coming that day to fix it. He later recalled at first being heartbroken at the thought of not singing to celebrate the birth of Christ, and then feeling determined to find some way to bring music to his parish. He ran over to the home of his part-time organist and the town's school teacher, Franz Gruber, handed him a poem that he'd written 2 years earlier, and begged Gruber to compose something simple that they could sing together for the congregation. Gruber himself later recalled being startled by the interruption and a little overwhelmed by the request. But after praying for inspiration, he said the melody seemed to just rise up within him. Setting pen to paper, Gruber scratched out a tune that was indeed simple, almost like a lullaby, that he and Father Moore could sing together, accompanied only by the guitar that Moore loved to play. The congregation was enthralled by this new Christmas song. And a few weeks later, when the organ repairman came to town, he heard the song and loved it too, and began to share it with the churches and towns he traveled through. And the rest, as they say, is history. Out of an unexpected interruption, something beautiful arose, which I think captures the heart of the Christmas story we've been reading. Mary was not expecting Gabriel, and his announcement that she would bear the Savior of the world didn't just interrupt her life, but pretty much upended all of her plans. The same is true with Joseph. Initially heartbroken to discover his betrothed was pregnant, he realizes immediately that all his hopes for his and Mary's future life had suddenly vanished. The journey to Bethlehem was yet one more interruption, commanded by an emperor 1,000 miles away that demanded the young couple travel 90 miles over rough terrain, all while Mary was on the verge of giving birth. Once there, another unwelcome surprise. No room at the inn, only a stable among the animals. And let's not forget about or romanticize Jesus' birth itself. Accompanied by all the pain and fear and sweat and urgency of any birth, but attended by no doctor and no midwife, Mary and Joseph brought their child into this world alone and then placed him to rest in a feeding trough. Nothing about the story, when you get right down to it, is particularly calm or bright. And yet out of these interruptions and upheavals, out of the anxiety and anguish, comes the greatest gift God has ever bestowed on humanity, the Christ child, Emmanuel, God with us, the one in whom God is fully present in the world, given to us that we would never be alone, the one through whom God experienced everything we experienced so that we know that God understands us, and the one by whom God communicates God's great love for us and all the world. Out of interruption and upheaval, something beautiful. Out of anxiety and anguish, a precious gift of love. I have a hunch that's how God usually works. Not taking away the challenges of life, but joining us in them. Not guaranteeing that there will be no disappointments or losses along the way, but promising to hold on to us through all things. Not sparing us from the hardships that are part and parcel of life in this world, but taking them on with us and for us, determined to create, even from the most difficult, darkest chapters of our lives, something beautiful. And if you listen carefully, that truth, that life is not easy but precious, that anguish can lead to beauty, and that loss will eventually and always give way to hope. If you listen carefully, you'll notice this theme not only in the biblical story of Christmas, but also in so many of the carols that story inspired and that we sing tonight. The tender, "What child is this?" asks, "Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding?" To remind us that the Son of God was not born in a royal palace, but a lonely stable, so that we would know that there is nowhere that God would not go in order to reach out to us in love. "Joy to the World" promises that he comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found, to proclaim to us that Jesus was born, lived, ministered, died, and was raised again in order to save us from sin, in order to show us a better way to live with each other, and in order to win for us life eternal. And O little town of Bethlehem sings that the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight, inviting us to be honest about what's been hard and wonderful, sharing our griefs and successes, our disappointments and our dreams with God, God who is eager to hear all of them. Even that first Christmas carol sung by the angels to shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, even that song rings so poignantly true because the promise of peace on earth makes us keenly aware that peace on earth seems so elusive at times and even absent. Yet God in the Christ child comes into the midst of the chaos and craziness of our life in this world and meets us in the middle of it, holds on to us through it, and in this way grants us a measure of peace. One last thing I learned about Silent Night. The poem Father Moore handed his organist on that Christmas Eve in 1818, he had written 2 years earlier, also, as the story goes, on Christmas Eve. Now, it was just a year after the wars between Austria and France were over, and his town, like so many others, was suffering with extreme hunger and from all manner of deprivation. He was working on a sermon for Christmas Day when there was a knock on the door and a request that he come to the home of a farmer who lived just outside of town. The farmer's wife was in labor, and it wasn't going there very well, and they wanted a parish priest on hand just in case. Moore, quite frankly, did not welcome this interruption. He was having a hard enough time finding words of encouragement for his congregation amid all their struggles without making an unexpected trek out of town. But of course he went. Late that night, the baby was delivered, and mother and child were fine. On the way back, meditating on the unexpected miracle that God had come to the world in just the same way as that baby, and looking out at the stillness of his town and caught up in the wonder of God's love, Joseph Moore found inspiration not just for tomorrow's sermon, but also for the poem he would write that night and would prove so important 2 years later. Once again, out of interruption, beauty. Out of chaos, calm, and even a measure of peace. It's how God loves to work. 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, 200 years ago in Austria, and in our world and in our lives still today. And so I would invite you right now to take a moment, just a moment of quiet, and tell God the truth about your hopes and fears, your dreams and heartaches just now. And then listen. Shh. Do you hear that? That is God's promise to you, that God still cares for you deeply, that God loves you and holds on to you, that God is speaking to you and to all of us. Words of mercy and grace and love and peace on this silent and holy night. For unto you a Savior is born, the one who is Christ the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.